So welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is the Mother's Day edition of the Grilling Guys, and we're happy to honor the mothers. Mine and Bob's have both passed. I hope yours hasn't, and you have an opportunity to get out on your backyard and grill something special for Mom on Mother's Day. And if it's your wife, you know what? Take care of her, too, because she put up with you when you were helping with all those kids, right?
Yeah. And making them.
Right, yeah.
Oh, and don't do the mistake. Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. Don't make the mistake I made once, because it will last decades. And one year I didn't get my best girl a Mother's Day gift on behalf of the dad.
Right.
And she was kind of put off, and I made the mistake of saying, well, you're not my mother. So I hear it every year now.
Yeah.
Honey, if you're listening, please don't say it this year or I'm going to burn your filet.
Well, it's easy, buddy. Just get her a gift. And it'll
all
go away.
I do. I missed once.
All right.
And
all
I followed up with a slap in the face about how she's not my mother.
Right. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Bob, you're headed over after the show here. You're headed over to the east side of the state to do a little cooking.
That's right. We have a great event scheduled. I had nothing to do with it, but I'm going to Northwoods in Outlet in Pinconning. And like you said, Marty was on the show last week, the owner and the founder of this like gigantic business that I'm really, really anxious to see, and I hope I don't spend all my talent fee in things.
Well, that's not a lot of money, because it's not a lot of talent.
Hey, I can blow through $10. Anyway, his good friend down the road has apparently quite a nice meat business there, butcher shop, and apparently makes some pretty good sausage. His name is Kevin Ricker. He's on the live line right now. Kevin, welcome to the Grilling Guys.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Hey, so good to have you on. Marty told me all about you and tried to give me a good description of what's going to go on, but I'm still in wonderment. But the funny thing, when he told me who you were, one of my old high school buddies' name is Kevin Ricker, and I don't know if you have any cousins that are named Kevin Ricker, but he's the guy I took to the Robin Trower concert a couple weeks ago, right. Jop, if you recall.
So, I actually do have a cousin with the exact same name.
Yeah.
Are you guys from the South?
Did he have a brother, Keith, as well?
Yes, exactly.
Keith's brother?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, yep. I took those guys to school every day.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Both rock and roll guys too.
Yes, yeah. Well, we were bandies. That's right. Oh, all that's right. So funny. How about that? Well, I can't.
You guys
want
to get a room or something?
I'll have to message him. He's gonna. Maybe I'll bring him with me. I'll call him.
Yeah. I haven't seen him in, oh my God, probably 50 years.
Well, he hasn't changed a lot. But anyway, let's talk about your business and what you're going to do for Northwoods.
Well, actually, a full service meat market that. We make a lot of custom brats, a lot of custom patties, jerkies and things. And at Northwoods, we are going to do, we've just made a brand new brat for the Z93 radio for the two DJs. And it is a specialty brat. It's cheesy, it's spicy, it's got hash browns in it, and it's called the Morning After Brat, which is the name of their radio program. In conjunction with Marty, so we're pretty excited about that. We are going to be giving chicken wings out with our rub and our sauce, and that's the bulk of it. It's a pulled pork.
So, Kevin, is Bob cooking any of this, or is he just showing up?
Bob's actually cooking. He is kind of scheduled to get about 300 pounds of homemade brats, and we're going to mix it up for him. So. He can check out the new grills up there.
All right. Yep. So he's got those American Barbecue System grills, and Bob's bringing one with him, I know as well. So you'll have 300 pounds of brats, Bob. There you go. You better get there early.
Not a problem for the judge, baby. Not a problem.
I understand.
Not a problem. We won't need a morning after. We're going to have the day of.
Right, exactly.
So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about your meat market. We're over here in West Michigan. I've not had the pleasure to darken your door and check it out, but what can people find at your market?
Well, Angus beef, which is from Iowa. It's all choice or higher. That's what we hang our hat on. We make, like I said, a lot of snack sticks, beef jerkies. We've got one that's called the prime rib jerky, and it is our by far our number one seller. And custom hamburger patties from Mushroom Swiss, jalapeno, habanero patties, and custom brats, beer brats, jalapeno brats, bacon cheddar brats, homemade Polish sausage.
Nice.
So,
do you have a kielbasa idol like we do over here? This is Polish town over here.
Right.
So all these butchers are Polish, and they have a big thing every year. Matter of fact, I saw Eddie Sipp at the Who concert, Jop.
Right. And kielbasa, Bob and I are judges
kielbasa
for this.
Kielbasa idol's coming up, and
right.
I said I'm in. I can't speak for Jop, but
right. No, we're judges.
There's
nothing more pleasurable than sitting down and eating 16 different brats in about a 20-minute period.
They're kielbasa.
It's a kielbasa. Right. Kielbasa, thank you, yes. But it's a crazy thing to do.
I always say the best butchers are Polish, but right. I don't think Ricker's Polish, so we'll give you a pass on this one.
It's German.
Right.
German. But I tell you what I'll do. I'll actually bring 5 pounds each for you, and then bring it back, taste it, and tell me what you think.
All right.
I had a feeling that I could run with anybody.
I'll try and remember Jop's 5 pounds.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how if that's going to work.
This
but
doesn't work really well,
dude,
when I'm
I can't believe you're Keith and Kevin's cousin. They grew up just down the road from me on the Muskegon River, and we were band guys, but we were never in the same band together until just a couple years ago, right before Keith passed. I filled in for him at an event up north, and I finally got to jam with Kevin and all the other Ricker boys. So I know all your cousins, buddy.
That blows me away.
They're a good group.
Yeah, that's a small world.
It is. Too funny.
So Kevin, before we let you go, where can people find you?
We are at 503 North Linwood Road, which is a mile north of the light on M13 and about a mile south of Frank's Great Outdoors.
Okay.
And probably about... We're probably about 9 miles south of Northwoods.
All right.
As far as
what town are you in?
We're in Linwood, Michigan.
Okay. There we go. Right.
It's a geographical anomaly.
Right.
Anomaly.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin Ricker, the sausage dude. I'm looking forward to seeing you shortly. So get your meat ready, buddy.
I'll have it ready for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks
so much.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Wow.
Isn't that hysterical? And we did it live.
Right. Yeah, we did not know.
Coinky dink.
Just a real coinky dink that this is somebody that you
I'll have to find out if he can jam, because the Ricker family, they're quite notorious for being all band people, musicians.
That's funny. Sobey's a big musician.
He is.
Right? There's a butcher musician thing going on.
We're going to find out.
But you know what I'm going to do, buddy, is we're going over to Sobey's and we're going to get a grilling guys brat. Put together, if something be the morning after brat, we ought to be able to have the grilling.
Yeah, well,
guys
trust
brat.
Me, after I show up, we're going to have our own sausage there. Okay,
right.
this crew, I don't know who they are. I'm sure
Bob's
they're good guys.
Represent.
I'm sure they're good guys, right, but right. I'm going to smoke their sausage.
Right. Coming up next, one of the board of directors will be joining us. Big Paulie, always good to talk to him on Mother's Day. Stick with us. We'll be back.